Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. May God bless the listener on today. God knows your needs. He knows what you are dealing with. Trust in Him. Amen. Trust in Him. Let's go before the Lord. Lord, we are trusting in You. We believe You, Lord. Help our unbelief in Jesus' name. Like the man said, In Your word, help thou my unbelief. I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. Help us on today in Jesus' name. Amen. We left off on John chapter 8, verse 24. Let's read verse 25. Then said they unto Him. This is Jesus. He was talking to the Pharisees. He told them, you're going to die in your sins if you do not believe that I am He. I am the Messiah. Now, verse 25, then said they unto Him, said unto Jesus, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. We've been talking about this from the beginning. And Jesus is well into going on the third year of His ministry, because He is coming up on the crucifixion. And He's saying, I've told you this from the beginning. Verse 26, I have many things to say to you and to judge concerning you. But He that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of Him. Jesus is saying, there's many things that I can say concerning you. But you know what? I came here for a purpose, and I'm only going to speak the things that I have heard of God. That is a lesson to us. Many things are true. The Bible says many things are lawful, but they are not expedient. They are not fitting for the time or the season. And God did not necessarily tell us to say these things. God reveals things to us, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we go and say it to somebody else, especially if it is not going to bring glory to God. So I can say to somebody something that is true, but it could very well hurt them. Is that godly? Do we speak all truth all the time, whether people ask for it or not? You know, my husband was saying the other day, sometimes it's good to lie. I said, oh no, honey, it's never good to lie. He said, if you said, honey, do I look fat? Should I tell you that you look fat if that's the truth? The bottom line is that should we ask questions we don't know the answer to, it is never good to lie. It is never good to lie. But the truth may be, you know what, honey, you look fat in that dress. But is it nice to say? No. It's not nice to say. So that is on a human, very trivial type of area. That's in a very trivial area. But God is saying here, Jesus is saying here, there's many things I can say concerning you, but I'm only going to tell you what my Father told me. And that is discipline. That is discipline, to only say what God is telling us to say and no more. It takes some serious practice, because we want people to know that God has spoken to us and we have some sort of revelation knowledge, and He has revealed secrets unto us. And, oh, I know all about that. Let me explain that to you. Is it what God is having us to say? And sometimes, you know, we need to be quick to hear, slow to speak. And that is this here. Verse 27, they understood not that He spake to them of the Father. Verse 28, then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, meaning when you have crucified the Son of Man, when you have crucified me, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. So Jesus is saying, you know what? When you have lifted me up and crucified me, that's when you're going to know. And isn't that just like us? All after the fact, we have been hearing something or knowing something for so many years. But then when the detriment comes, or the tragedy, or the suffering comes, we act so oblivious that we just were never told this is not good to do. But now we're in suffering. We're like, oh, God, why? Oh, why? You know, why did this happen to me? You know, God has so much grace. He gives us opportunity over and over again, just like he gave the Pharisees. He was with them 33 years, growing up with them. And his ministry was three and a half years. Plenty of them had seen him. But when he began to teach and preach the gospel, they did not believe it because it didn't come packaged the way they wanted. And so I remember learning the saying that, you know, good things come in small packages. Good things come in all sorts of packages. And it just may not be the package that we think it should come in. We should be open to whatever door God wants to open for us, and also to not try to bang down and break down a door that he has already closed. And to follow the leading of the Lord, walk in his way. And so Jesus is saying that everything that my Father has taught me, I am teaching you. This is what I am saying. Verse 29. And he that sent me is with me. Here he says again, I'm not by myself, for the Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Oh my. Do we have that testimony that we do the things that please God? I know we can't say always. I know no one walking on this earth can say we always do the things that please God. But is that what we're striving for? That we always do the things that please God? That we're looking to please him? We're looking for an opportunity to please him, to do the things in accordance with his will and his word? To do the things that are fitting with the Spirit of God, to show forth his glory in us, like we talked about yesterday. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Are we allowing the Spirit of God to be greater, to abound in us, to be larger than anything that we could possibly fathom or imagine? Are we doing what we can to please God? Is that at our forefront? Is that our goal? Reaching towards the mark of the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things which are behind, I press. In order to press, Paul's saying, I need to forget those things which are behind. Things I cannot control, things that have happened to me, things that are in the past, they are in 30 seconds ago. I can't do anything about them, but I can press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our Lord. Can you say that he is your Lord today? I love Jesus. I love the Lord. Can you say that he is your Lord today? Because I'm going to tell you, without God, you will be walking in the dark. You will be aimlessly wandering around this earth trying to figure out, what is this all about? Believe God on today. Reach for God. Reach for the high calling. There is no other high calling but in Christ Jesus. I love you on today. May God bless you. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.